Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. On this day back in 1980, 40 years ago, during an Eagles concert at Long Beach, California, which was a fundraiser for a Democrat U.S. Senate candidate, if I recall correctly, tempers boiled over between Glenn Frey and Don Felder. They spent the entire show describing to each other on stage the beating each had planned to administer to each other backstage. Only three more songs until I can kick your butt, pal. He didn't say butt. Fry told Felder. They were yelling at each other on stage. After the show, Felder ran off stage, smashed his guitar against a wall, got into a limo, and drove away. And that was the end of the Eagles, literally, on this day back in 1980. The audio of that used to be available online, and it's been pulled the last time I looked, but used to be able to hear it. It is in, I believe, the History of the Eagles Part 1, the great documentary on the band from a couple of years ago. That happened on this day back in 1980. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Steve Doolin with us, licensed attorney, real estate broker, member of the board of directors for Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you handling the summer of pandemic, the pandemic summer?
We're bearing up pretty well. I've said before, I feel almost guilty. It hasn't changed our lives that much with two small children at home.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And I was an essential employee, so I was coming in here to Hillsdale every day and doing my normal thing. It's normal. Kids just bring you something new every day. I told the audience at the start of the hour, my son this morning has decided that a millipede is the new family pet. So we've been busy Googling what do millipedes eat so we can feed it. That's the kind of thing you worry about on a daily basis when you have kids.
Right, exactly right. You're focused on the kids, and you are not as concerned about the outside world maybe as you used to be, and it hasn't been as much of a shock for us as it's been for some others.
And, you know, others, and certainly I would imagine some people here in Michigan are looking at personal protection, having seen some of the riots and protests of the past months. And that means they're turning to gun stores and ammunition. Not only are gun stores selling out, but now ammo is in short supply in many places, too, we see.
Yeah, there's been a major upswing in gun sales, but ammo sales are up about 130 to 140%. Gun sales are up maybe two-thirds above normal. There's been a major, major run on ammo. A lot of folks are just now getting around to stocking up. I've heard some of the shops won't sell you ammo unless you buy a new gun. Others have a one-box-a-day limit or sometimes just don't have certain types of ammo on the shelves at all, some of the more popular self-defense ammo. Some of the CPL instructors out there are reporting that their students are having a hard time finding enough ammo to even complete the course to get their concealed pistol licenses. Hmm.
Boy, you wouldn't think. Well, maybe you would think. You know, the things hardest to find in a pandemic: ammunition and antibacterial wipes. Those are the things that you can't find during a pandemic, apparently.
Yeah, and I'm sure some of the psychology is the same as it was for toilet paper early on. Well, I guess if I hear there's a shortage, next time I get a chance to buy, I'm going to buy more than I ordinarily would.
Yep.
There have been shortages of different types of ammo at different times in the past, and they always level out. If nothing else, people run out of physical space to store it, just like they did with toilet paper, or the prices just keep going so high. You know, that's the other side effect is ammunition prices are much higher than normal right now. But they tend to level out. And, you know, the good news is for those folks who bought more than they thought they were going to use, ammunition lasts quite a while. You know, any modern ammo is good for at least 10 years if it's stored remotely well.
Is ammo an American-made thing almost exclusively? It's not is it imported or is it mainly made here in the country?
Actually, there's a fair amount of importation of ammunition. A lot of the ammo that's out there is Russian. Tula ammo is a Russian brand that does quite well selling in the U.S. The high quality ammo is American. Some of the lesser expensive stuff is imported generally.
Steve Doolin with us, licensed attorney, real estate broker, also member of the board of directors, Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners. You mentioned your kids, and certainly you don't have to tell us where they're going, but have you heard from your local school about plans for the fall as of yet?
Oh, no, we wouldn't pay attention to that anyway. We love our kids, therefore we have no plans to send them to school.
Well, that's is that new, or has that been?
No, that's been the plan all the way along.
Yeah.
You know, for a myriad of reasons, you know, the Common Core math being, but certainly not the biggest reason.
Well, I would be deficient in my duties to Hillsdale if I did not mention that we have a wonderful resource online, Steve, that you can find and others can find too. K-12 at home, k12@home.hillsdale.edu, where we have some of our education professors and also our Barney Charter School Initiative leaders giving tips for parents at home, both those who are new to homeschooling and those who have been doing it for a while. So, you know, thanks for the opportunity to plug k12@home.hillsdale.edu. That's a great setup. Thank you.
Absolutely. In fact, we first heard about that resource from a dear friend, who is, he's called Uncle Don by our kids, even though he's not biologically an uncle, and he's also a Hillsdale grad.
There you go. Steve Doolin, thank you so much for joining us. Licensed attorney, real estate broker, you know who Steve is, of course. Steve, have a great week. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
There's Steve Doolin with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, Casey Mulligan, insider, scholar, chief economist of the President's Council of Economic Advisors. He's got a new book out. The MERS report is around the corner, too. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.